did not really hear a reply to it, at least not a clear one. As regards the 5,000 cases of enforced disappearance, I don't want to emphasise the figure too much, but the question is something else, really. In the 5,000 cases of enforced disappearance, are you including those that can be imputed to the Russian occupying forces? Because if so, I think they cannot be seen as enforced disappearance, because some of those have been brought to the International Criminal Court, which does not consider them to be enforced disappearance, but rather crimes, war crimes. And were it the case that you had disappearances carried out by non-state actors, then Article 3 of the Convention requires the state party to investigate those. Those cases resemble acts of enforced disappearance. And in that case, does the state party investigate the persons who could be accomplices? Because it's there could be citizens involved as well as the occupying forces, citizens who are accomplices in those acts, Ukrainian citizens. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Diop. And this brings us to the end of the questions.